When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Hey there, what's up? Chris Guillebeau here. Got a great question from a listener today. She is wondering, she's got an online art class and she's wondering about the registration process for it. Because when it comes to DIY website building tools like Squarespace, Wix, WordPress, etc., many others, I often talk about how, you know, they have similar features and it really doesn't matter too much which one you choose unless you're doing something that, you know, does have some specialized thing that requires, you know, something that only one of them has. But that's kind of a strange situation. Like, most of the time, it's not really going to matter which one of these platforms you choose. So she's wondering basically if the same thing is true of online registration tools. So we're going to get into that. And by the way, about tools and such, I think sometimes people want me to say, you know, just go and use this one. And I will do that. If I have a specific recommendation, if I think it is important, then I don't mind saying, like, here's what I think is best. But, you know, when it comes to those like website building tools, as I said, you know, there's a number of options. And so it really does come down to your personal preference. And probably the most important thing to say is that you're not going to make the wrong choice. If for some reason you feel like you've made the wrong choice and you want to try something else, if the shiny object looks nicer, you know, the grass being greener, whatever other metaphors I can mix, then it's not that hard to change. It's not that hard to change platforms. But the question is the same true of online registration tools? So that's what we're going to dive in today in this listener question. After the shout out to our sponsor, we will hear from Susan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, Chris. This is Susan at Art with Susan. I remember a while back you did a comparison of website builders, and really the upshot of what you said was that it doesn't much matter, just pick one and go with it. I wonder if you feel that same way about registration systems. I'm running online classes and I want people to be able to register easily and seamlessly, pay where they are, and not have to keep typing their information over and over again every time they register. Is this also the type of thing, just pick one and go with it? Or maybe there is some comparison shopping. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Thank you.
Hey, Susan, what's up? Thank you so much for listening. Listeners, you can check out Susan's website at artwithsusan.com. So yes, about those website platforms, I do think you should pretty much pick one and go with it. As you mentioned, with online classes, it's mostly the same with maybe one modification. The modification is with an online class, there's often an integrated system, you know, for where the curriculum or the lessons or whatever it is that you're providing students for how that is delivered. So if you're using a specific platform that delivers that content or takes students through some kind of onboarding or orientation, then it's important to either use that platform's payment processor if they have one, or to choose something that works, integrates with that system, basically. Because as you said, you don't want people to have to enter the same thing over and over again. So if I was doing a class like this and I had already decided, here's how I'm delivering the content, then my decision for how I would handle the registration would probably connect to that somehow. And it might not matter because if I was using something like PayPal or something, it's probably pretty simple enough to tie it together. But I just would want to be careful to not choose something that didn't integrate. I would want to choose something that did make it difficult for people to not only pay, but also sign up. Like, the more seamless you can make that, the better. So I don't think it makes a huge difference as long as it works together with how you're delivering the content. That's my thought on that. Thank you again, Susan. And thank you, listeners. If you have a question of your own, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will feature them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. Thank you so much. Be strong out there. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.